quiz heads. Welcome to edition number 142 of Takeaway Trivia. This is your pub quiz in a podcast. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, bringing you four rounds of pub quiz style trivia straight to your ears. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a good week. We're friends now. I could admit something to you, can't I? As a quiz master right now, I am in absolute disgrace. I went to a pub quiz last Sunday as a contestant, not as a host, and our team came last. I know, I'm sorry. Utterly abysmal performance from the team. But we did win the booby prize, which was a box of Matchmakers, which are possibly the best sort of Christmassy chocolate you can get. Those really thin mint sticks of chocolate, which we quite enjoyed. So it was worth the humiliation, I'm pleased to announce. And while we're on the subject of humiliation, let's have a quick burst of this.
Correction section.
Yes, it's the correction section, and one I should be ashamed about as well, because it's a correction about a James Bond question. Last week, I asked you, how many BAFTAs did Casino Royale win? The answer I gave you was none. Thank you to Sensible Slice on Twitter, who said Casino Royale won a BAFTA for Best Sound, which it did indeed. So the correct answer is one BAFTA. Sorry about that. I also asked you about the amount of swear words in The Wolf of Wall Street, saying that it was a 2014 film. Good Going Owen says that it actually came out in 2013. Ooh. Technically yes, technically no. So it came out in the UK in January 2014. It did have its US premiere, I think literally in the last week of December 2013. So we'll go halves on that one, all right? What's coming up in this week's edition of Takeaway Trivia? We'll be playing the final fling. I've got a round of Clued Up for you. We'll be going on a voyage of Alphabetti Quizetti, but let's start with general knowledge. Good luck. Diving into your first round, it's 10 questions of potluck trivia, it's general knowledge. And question number one, which 2014 hit was US singer Meghan Trainor's debut single? Number one, which 2014 hit was US singer Meghan Trainor's debut single? Number two, according to the Bible, which part of Goliath's body did David cut off? Number two, according to the Bible, which part of Goliath's body did David cut off? Number three, which is the largest island of England? Number three, which is the largest island of England? Number four, what part of the body does the term 5 o'clock shadow traditionally refer to? Number four, what part of the body does the term 5 o'clock shadow traditionally refer to? Number five, Basildon and Harlow are towns in which English county? Number five, Basildon and Harlow are towns in which English county? Number six, who is the lead singer of The Killers? Six, who is the lead singer of The Killers? Seven, in computing terms, what does CAD mean? Number seven, in computing terms, what does CAD or CAD mean? Number eight, when at a formal dinner, which way should you pass the bottle of port? Number eight, if you're at a formal dinner, which way should you pass a bottle of port? Number nine, Brazil and Washington are varieties of which fruit? Number nine, Brazil and Washington are varieties of which fruit? And question 10, the Gray and Sloan Memorial Hospital is the setting of which US television series? Number 10, the Gray and Sloan Memorial Hospital is the setting of which US TV series? That's your first 10 questions on this week's Takeaway Trivia. I'll have the answers for you after round two. And now we move on to round number two of this week's Takeaway Trivia, a round that's a little different. I can't recall if I've ever done this on the podcast. Maybe I have about 18 months or so ago, but I can't remember doing it. This is a round I call Alphabetti Quizetti. You know, like Alphabetti Spaghetti. It's 10 questions, and the answers should all be in alphabetical order. So if your answer to question number one begins with the letter C, the answer to question number two will begin with the letter D, and so on and so forth. That is, of course, presuming that you've got your answers correct. Let's play Alphabetti Quizetti question number one. How was entertainer Eric Weiss better known? So number one, how was the entertainer Eric Weiss, that's spelt with a W, W-E-I-S-Z, so how was the entertainer Eric Weiss better known? That might be a really hard question. If it is, don't worry, because if you get the answer to number two right, you can have a clue with the first letter of the answer. Number two, in which country would you find the Negev Desert? That's N-E-G-E-V. Question number two, in which country would you find the Negev Desert? Number three, the translation of the name of which martial art means gentle way? Number three, the translation of the name of which martial art means gentle way? Number four, which Norwegian DJ had a 2019 hit with a remix of Whitney Houston's Higher Love? Question number four, which Norwegian DJ had a 2019 hit with the remix of Whitney Houston's Higher Love? Don't forget, this is an alphabetical round. Your answers should be in alphabetical order. So if you've been struggling with a few of those questions, maybe you finally got one right. You can work backwards. Question number five, which British comedian writes and stars in the sitcom Not Going Out? Number five, which British comedian writes and stars in the sitcom Not Going Out? Number six, Robin Williams cross-dressed in which hit 1993 film? Number six, Robin Williams cross-dressed in which hit 1993 film? Number seven, which playing card is called the Curse of Scotland? Och, no. At number seven, which playing card is called the Curse of Scotland? Number eight, in which month is the Munich Beer Festival held? Number eight, in which month is the Munich Beer Festival held? Number nine, the Salk vaccine is used against which disease? Number nine, the Salk vaccine is used against which disease? And finally, number 10, the Plains of Abraham overlook which city? Question number 10, the Plains of Abraham overlook which city? Going back to round number one, it was a general knowledge round. What were the answers? Number one, which 2014 hit was US singer Meghan Trainor's debut single, All About That Bass? Great tune. Number two, according to the Bible, which part of Goliath's body did David cut off? His head. Number three, which is the largest island of England? The Isle of Wight. Number four, what part of the body does the term 5 o'clock shadow traditionally refer to? It's your face or your beard, as long as you sort of got that general area. Number five, Basildon and Harlow are towns in which English county? Essex. Six, who's the lead singer of The Killers? Brandon Flowers. Seven, in computing terms, what does CAD or CAD mean? Computer aided design. Number eight, at a formal dinner party, which way should you pass a bottle of port? To the left? Number nine, Brazil and Washington are varieties of which fruit? They're plums. and 10, the Grey and Sloan Memorial Hospital, is the setting of which US TV series It's Grey's Anatomy, although it has changed its name a couple of times. Originally in the series, it was the Seattle Grace Hospital. Then it became the Seattle Grace Mercy West Hospital. And now, of course, it's Grey and Sloan Memorial Hospital. So there you go. Total up your scores. And we'll move on to round number 3. And we head into round number 3 of this week's Takeaway Trivia, where we'll be playing Clued Up. I'm going to give you 5 clues to the identity of a mystery celebrity. All you have to do is guess who they are. Clue number 1 is worth 10 points. Clue number 2 is worth 8 points. And we keep playing until the end of clue number 5, which is worth just 2 points. You're only allowed one guess on this round, so be certain you know who it is before you commit to that guess to maximise your point score. Clue number 1. I was born in 1986 in Manhattan, New York City, to parents Cynthia Louise, a philanthropist and business executive. My father, Joseph, was an internet entrepreneur. Who am I? Clue number 1 for 10 points. I was born in 1986 in Manhattan, New York City, to parents Cynthia Louise, a philanthropist and business executive, and my father, Joseph, an internet entrepreneur. Clue number 2 for 8 points. I began playing the piano at the age of 4 when my mother insisted that I become a cultured young woman. I later studied music at New York University's Tisch School of Arts, where I started playing gigs in the Lower East Side dance club scene. Who am I? For 8 points, I began playing the piano at the age of 4 when my mother insisted that I become a cultured young woman. I later studied at New York University's Tisch School of Arts, where I started playing gigs in the Lower East Side club scene. Who am I? Clue number 3 for 6 points. As well as music, acting is a keen interest. I appeared as a high school student in The Sopranos in 2001, and I've starred in American Horror Story and The House of Gucci. I've signed up to appear in the forthcoming sequel to The Joker. Clue number 3 for 6 points. As well as music, acting is a keen interest. I've appeared as a high school student in The Sopranos in 2001 and starred in American Horror Story and The House of Gucci. I've signed up to appear in the forthcoming sequel to The Joker. Who am I? Clue number 4 is worth 4 points. I hold many records. According to Guinness World Records, I was the most followed person on Twitter from 2011 until 2013. And I'm the only female artist to achieve 4 singles that each sold at least 10 million copies globally. Who am I? Clue number 4 for 4 points. I hold many records. According to Guinness World Records, I am the most followed person on Twitter from 2011 until 2013. I'm the only female artist to achieve 4 singles that each sold at least 10 million copies globally. Who am I? Clue number 5 for 2 points. My real name is Stephanie Germanotta, but I'm better known by my stage name, with hits such as Just Dance, Poker Face, Bad Romance, and Born This Way. Who am I? Clue number 5 for 2 points. My real name is Stephanie Germanotta, but I'm better known by my stage name, with hits such as Just Dance, Poker Face, Bad Romance, and Born This Way. Who am I? I'll leave you thinking about that one as we tackle the answers to Alphabetti Quizzetti. And number 1, how was the entertainer Eric Weiss better known? Harry Houdini. In which country would you find the Negev Desert? That is Israel. Number 3, which martial arts name means gentle way? Judo. 4, which Norwegian DJ had a 2019 hit with a remix of Whitney Houston's Higher Love? Kygo. Number 5, which British comedian writes and stars in the sitcom Not Going Out? Lee Mack. Number 6, Robin Williams cross-dressed in which 1993 hit film? Mrs. Doubtfire. Hello, dears. The best bit in that film is when Robin Williams lobs the fruit at the back of Pierce Brosnan's head. That always makes me laugh. At number 7, which playing card is called the Curse of Scotland, the Nine of Diamonds? 8. In which month is the Munich Beer Festival held? October. And number 9, the Salk vaccine is used against which disease? Polio. Finally, number 10, the Plains of Abraham overlook which city? Quebec. Back to Clued Up. How did you do? We were looking for someone born in Manhattan, New York City, studied music at New York Uni, played gigs on the Lower East Side, has starred in American Horror Story, hugely popular on Twitter, and has hits such as Just Dance, Poker Face, Bad Romance, and Born This Way. Is it Philip Schofield this week? No, we're looking for Lady Gaga. Well done if you got it right. And with that answer, all that's left is to head on in to the final fling. And so we arrive at the final fling, that last round of takeaway trivia, where things get a little bit more difficult. 15 questions? Let's begin. Number 1. What was the name of the aeroplane which Lindbergh made the first solo Atlantic flight? So, number 1. What was the name of the aeroplane in which Charles Lindbergh made the first non-stop flight from New York to Paris? Took him about 33 hours, I think it was. I hope he had a good in-flight film. Number 2, who wrote a children's book in 2010 called Of Thee I Sing? Number 2, who wrote a children's book in 2010 called Of Thee I Sing? Number 3, what is the name of the oblong metal ring with a spring clip used in mountaineering to attach a running rope to a piton or similar device? Number 3, what is the name of the oblong metal ring with a spring clip used in mountaineering to attach a running rope to a piton or similar device? Number 4, what is the last state in the United States that declared Christmas a legal holiday? Number 4, which was the last state in the United States to declare Christmas a legal holiday? Number 5, Sartis is the name of the house in which Charles Dickens' novel? Number 5. Satis is the name of the house in which Charles Dickens' novel. Had to study this book at GCSE. Number 6. The first inauguration of which US president took place aboard a plane? So question number 6. The first inauguration of which US president took place aboard a plane? Number 7, Bonhams, Christie's, Forbes and Fellows are what types of business? Number 7, Bonhams, Christie's, Forbes and Fellows are what type of business? Number 8, Off the Wall was whose first multi-platinum album? Number 8, Off the Wall was the name of whose first multi-platinum album? Question number 9, how many stars would you find on the flag of New Zealand? Number 9, how many stars are there on the flag of New Zealand? Number 10, alphabetically, which of the 7 dwarfs is in the middle? So number 10, alphabetically, which of the 7 dwarfs comes in the middle? Number 11, if your balls are black and blue, what colour are your opponents? So number 11, if your balls are black and blue, what colour would your opponent's balls be? It's a family pub quiz. Number 12. If I was to wish you Feliz Navidad, in which language would I be saying Merry Christmas? Number 12. If I was to wish you Feliz Navidad, in which language would I be saying Merry Christmas? Number 13. When you leave the army, you are demobbed. What is demobbed short for? Number 13. When you leave the army, you are demobbed. What is demobbed short for? Number 14. Who composed the Enigma variations? Number 14. Who composed the Enigma variations? And number 15. Two actors with the same surname have played the Doctor in Doctor Who. Who are they? We're not counting David Tennant twice, all right? So number 15, two actors with the same surname... Actually, David Tennant's done it three times, hasn't he? Number 15, two actors with the same surname have played Doctor Who. Who were they? And there you go, that's your 15 questions on the final fling. You haven't got long to think about your answers, because here they come. The answers to the final fling then. Number one, what was the name of the airplane in which Charles Lindbergh made the first solo Atlantic flight, the Spirit of St. Louis? Number two, who wrote the children's book in 2010 called Of The Icing? Barack Obama. Number three, what is the name of the oblong metal ring with a spring clip used in mountaineering, a carabiner? Number four, what is the last state in the United States that declared Christmas to be a legal holiday? Oklahoma. Number five, Satis is the name of the house in which Charles Dickens' novel, Great Expectations. Number six, the first inauguration of which US president took place aboard a plane, Lyndon B. Johnson. Seven, Bonhams, Christie's, Forbes and Fellows are what type of business? They're auctioneers. Number eight, let's do the question first. Number eight, Off the Wall was whose first platinum... Oh, I've messed that up, haven't I? At number eight, Off the Wall was whose first multi-platinum album? Michael Jackson. Number nine, how many stars are there on the flag of New Zealand? Four. Number 10, alphabetically, which of the seven dwarfs is in the middle? Grumpy. Number 11, if your balls are black and blue, what colour are your opponents? They're red and yellow because you'd be playing croquet. What did you think I was talking about? And number 12, if you were to wish someone Feliz Navidad, in which language would you be saying Merry Christmas? Spanish. Number 13, when you leave the army, you are demobbed. What is demobbed short for? Demobilized. Number 14, who composed the Enigma variations? Edward Elgar. And number 15, two actors with the same surname have played the Doctor. Who were they? Tom and Colin Baker. Obviously, David Tennant has played three different incarnations of the Doctor. He's played the 10th Doctor, the Handy Doctor, and the 14th Doctor, but he's the same actor, so he doesn't count. Hope you've done well in this week's edition of Takeaway Trivia. It's been a pleasure to be your quizmaster. I'm going to leave you with one final tat fact. Did you know that women who are pregnant with boys apparently tend to eat more than those that are pregnant with girls? There we go. I hope you've enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. I'll be back with more quiz next Monday, wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget to click that follow button so Takeaway Trivia appears on your device automatically next Monday. And you can also check us out on YouTube at Takeaway Trivia and on TikTok, funnily enough, at Takeaway Trivia. Have a great week, have a safe week, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at BarWars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.